joining Dr. Ken Kronhaus and me, Doug Steffen, as we work through a lot of medical news, information, your stuff, if you will, at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, noted cardiologist, big story this week. And I've talked to a number of doctors. You're the one I'm probably closest to as far as connection and the time we spend on the air. And you come from a moderately traditional background and practice, and you have been using statins for a long time. So let's talk about that study, the testing, how it is that you think these guidelines will affect what you're doing, what people in general will be doing. I said in a cynical way, you'll love this. I don't think I told you this. And it looked to me like this might be a play by whoever the drug manufacturer was to sell more of his drugs. I don't know who studied, who paid for the study. That's probably a good place to start.
Welcome, and it's great to be with you again, Doug.
Always good to be with you, Ken.
And this is groundbreaking. About once every 10 years, the doctors in the ivory towers who look at research, try to figure out where we are, sit around and write these guidelines that those of us who are on the front lines in the trenches use to take care of patients. And that's the way things work today in medicine. There are guidelines that are written. They're based on the latest medical research. And these are the expected rules that physicians are expected to practice. And when they don't, they can get trouble with their patients. They can get in trouble legally. They can get in trouble with licensing boards. So this is a hot potato that is of great importance to physicians and patients. And so the people who write these guidelines have a lot of impact on the whole system. And about once every 10 years, the last time this was done was 10 years ago, about prevention of the number one killer, heart attacks, and they added to it a lot about the prevention of the number one disabler, a stroke. And these were guidelines for preventing circulatory catastrophe in the body, essentially, and they came out this week. And what these academics, these doctors who are professors, who are supposedly experts in prevention of heart attack and stroke, they tried to bring up to date what those of us who are in the front lines taking care of patients should be using in our practice based on the latest research. And that is a general effort that's done in medicine called treating to guidelines. And this is the way medicine works, whether we like it or not. And the attention this week was on the guideline for prevention of heart attacks and strokes. Next week, something else will come out. There are new guidelines and new areas of medicine coming out all the time. And insurers hold us to these guidelines. The attorneys hold us to these guidelines. Many patients do. And our licensing boards hold us to these guidelines. This week, we learned, and I have to say that a lot of this was not new to me because I try most humbly to stay up with the research as it's published each week, and I try to practice by the guidelines, by the best evidence that I think's out there. And so much of this is not new to what I've been telling you if you listen to us, but it's interesting when the academics get together and summarize it and then drop it on us, because it will change the way we practice. And, Doug, you know me. I'm a great advocate in a high-risk patient to use a statin drug. I don't think it should be in the water. I don't think we should just look at your – I've advocated this, that you shouldn't just look at your cholesterol numbers and just make them look nicer, because that has never been shown to prevent heart attacks or strokes. But if you have documented circulatory problems, or if you have risk factors, especially diabetes, you smoke, you're obese, you have high blood pressure, you have a have family history, if you have high risk for circulatory problems of heart attack or stroke, or if you already have documented coronary artery disease, you're at high risk of having a heart attack or a stroke. You need to be on a statin. And that's what the conclusion basically was of this committee. No longer are we going to pick an arbitrary number and say you should be less than 70 for your bad cholesterol, less than LDL, less than 100. They decided, and that's what the evidence shows, is that in high-risk people, we should drop the bad cholesterol by 50%. In moderate-risk people, 30 to 50%. And we should use the most aggressive statin that you can tolerate. Statins do much more than lower cholesterol. They stabilize plaque, which is what occurs when you have a heart attack or a stroke. And they also decrease inflammation in the circulation. And the determination here is that doctors need to risk stratify. We have gotten these calculations that we're going to now be doing whenever you come to the office. And if we determine that you have a 7.5% risk or higher in the next 10 years of having a heart attack or stroke, then you should be on a statin drug. If you have diabetes, you should be on a statin drug. If you have already documented plaquing in the circulation to your heart, you should be on a statin drug. High-risk people, drop it, the bad cholesterol down 50%. Moderate-risk people, 30 to 50%. So when you go to the doctor, ask them to make sure they risk stratify you for the number one killer of heart attacks, the number one disabler strokes, determine what your estimated risk is. I like, actually, in people who are at moderate risk of heart attacks, doing the CTA of the coronaries, because that allows me to look and see if there's already plaque in the coronaries, and then I know that you need a statin if there's plaque there. I know you don't need a statin if you have nice, clean coronaries. And I don't have to use the drug unnecessarily.
All right, so one would ask.
And let me just one more point. You were concerned about whether this is a free pass for the drug companies to make more money.
I want to know who paid for
this. This is not.
It's a group of.
There are dishonest people everywhere, but the writing committees, and this is made up of a number of academics from major research medical schools across the country, you know, all the ones I went to in training and others. And what was supposedly happened, and I hope it happened, but anyone on the committees that was getting any money from any of the drug companies making the statins had to not vote on these guidelines. But the other thing is that what they're recommending is that you use the stronger statins, Lipitor or Crestor, and Lipitor is already generic, so nobody's really making a whole bunch of money on Lipitor.
Which one do you use most and do you recommend?
Lipitor or Crestor.
All right, so let's...
Crestor will be going generic in a year or two, but it's made by AstraZeneca. Currently, it's branded.
888-553-7536. If you are on a statin... Or if your doctor has told you you ought to be on a statin, my doctor told me I should be on a mild statin. I have not taken his advice yet. Well, who knows? Maybe I will after all of this. My doctor is Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He can be yours as well. And there are a number of ways to do it.
And the only reason I told you it was a mild one, because I knew you wouldn't start a stronger one. But the guidelines say you should be on a stronger one.
Uh-huh. What? Because what's going on in my body that would suggest that we need to use you and I together? Because that's how, by the way, that's the way you need to work with your doctor. It has to be a we. If your doctor's scorecard doesn't have you and your physician on the same level, and you don't feel comfortable enough with your doctor to have him or her know everything there is to know about you, that's one of the things. Ken knows some extraordinarily embarrassing things about me, if in fact they were to be discussed, but I trust him like he's my lawyer. And
they
so,
have to put pins under my,
to get
you know
you
what,
talk.
To get it
right.
out of me.
I mean, I shouldn't say extraordinarily embarrassing things, but I've asked you some pretty pointed questions in our medical relationship, and I trust you, and not only because
Absolutely.
We're friends, but I think you've got to have trust in your doctor, and if you don't, you better go find another doctor. 888-553-7536. And by the way, if you're in Florida or the Southeast and you want to go see Dr. Ken and find out what I'm talking about, all you have to do is dial 800-LAKE-CARDIO. I sent somebody to Dr. Ken this week. Local number in Florida, 352 800-735-1400. All right, so either of those two numbers gets you to Dr. Ken during the week. Right now, on the weekend, 888-553-7536 gets you to Dr. Ken. Are you on a statin? What do you think of these guidelines? Have you talked to your doctor? What in what Dr. Ken just said rings a bell with you? What is there in there that is in need of further clarification? Because there are going to be a ton of people who are going to be on these drugs, or their doctor has said they want to be on the drugs, and they read the same stuff I did, and they don't want to get involved. So this will be, I'm betting, the theme here, but there are other things going on. I want to ask you about what sort of disease is likely to show up in the aftermath of that typhoon. Also, we'll have to spend some time on the canceled health plans and that boot. I mean, what an opportunity. Okay, so anyway, you get the message. Dr. Ken is here. Let's talk about something that is not necessarily about your heart. But you know what? If you look good, you feel good, you want to be around people. And being around people is the best way for you to have a healthy heart. You know that, right? So anyway, I'll connect the dots in any number of ways. Ken's going to bring you right to the reason you're losing your hair and how you can fix that.
Ladies and gentlemen, people continue to send these awesome reviews about Provia natural hair thinning therapy every day. This is a product I really like. I like the company. It's safe. It's effective. And here's a beautiful report from Marilyn, from Marianne. She writes, I've always had thin hair, but it's got worse with age. I tried Provia, and now I look in the mirror, and I can't see my scalp anymore. I've wanted to feel this way for years. Now I don't worry about going out. Doesn't even matter if it's windy anymore. I love Provia. Provia is all natural, and it works for both men and women. And yes, it's perfectly safe for colored or treated hair. Even if you have had thinning hair for years, you don't have to have it anymore. Try Provia today. It's absolutely risk-free. Results are guaranteed or your money back. That's another thing I like about it.
I like it, too. I'm using it to sort of bring back some of the little bits and pieces of hair in the back of my head that would better be there for me than not. So you can work this in, as I have, by calling 800-543-5817. That's 800-543-5817 for the new Provia and Provia Super Concentrate that will work so well. Tell them Dr. Ken sent you, and they will give you this the concentrate absolutely free. So you get two for the price of one, basically. And if it doesn't work, get your money back. That's the story. 800-543-5817. Provia brings back your hair and makes it thicker, and it's all natural. Not a bad combination. In fact, 800-543-5817.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday, and Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation, but there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available until 1 p.m. in-store only as Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Zone. Dr. Ken is here to answer your questions. 888-553-7536. I'm Doug Steffen. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougsteffen.com. Ken, get through on the phone and you want, or you're listening at a time when we may not be on the air live. Help yourself. We're here to help. And one of the ways that we can help is to give you lots of different ideas. Each week we underscore some of the things that are going on with your body by telling you of products and services that people want Ken to advise you on. And one of them has to do with a whitener for your teeth. One of the most unhealthy things you can do is to use bleach or those little... Do you ever see some of the things that you use for cleansers, Ken, or toothpaste, these little teeny-weeny plastic molecules they put in there as abrasions? And people sometimes use that. There's a toothpaste that has that stuff in it. Can you imagine what that does to your teeth, to your gums, that sort of thing?
I can't imagine. That can't be healthy.
No. All right. But we have something that will clean up your teeth that is healthy.
Absolutely. The mouth is definitely the gateway to good health, and keeping that mouth healthy and clean and looking good is just a great way to start off a nice, healthy lifestyle. Every day, people are setting goals to change their bodies, better their minds, and improve their confidence. Self-improvement, it is in. And I'd like to set a new goal for you to improve your life by whitening your smile, because it's never been easier. It's time you try Power Swabs. It's the world's first tooth detergent clinically proven to whiten teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in just 7 days. It's a breakthrough patented ingredient in Power Swabs that penetrates deep within white in tooth enamel for ultimate stain removal and whitening results. Power Swabs, it works on all teeth surfaces, including caps, crowns, veneers, and bonding. Whitening teeth with little to no tooth sensitivity. So if you tend to set your goals high, give yourself a break, get your smile stain-free and ultra-white super fast with Power Swabs. It's the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. Try it today, risk-free today. It's safe, it's effective, and it won't hurt.
And it's easy to get. Call right now, 800-867-4089. That's the number, 800-867-4089. Mention Dr. Ken and you get a free stain-out quick stick, which you can use on the go to clean up your teeth. And you also get free shipping. Good deal, a great deal, and a great product. Remove years of stains off your teeth by calling 800-867-4089. That's Power Swabs. Try it risk-free, 800-867-4089. And while you're thinking about it, it's probably a good time to take some action.
How about we go to John first?
I've not. My mechanical ability to do that is not very good. So
let's welcome John in Greensboro, North Carolina. Then.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Doug. Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, John.
Okay, let me tell you what I've got going. It's pretty coincidental. I'm going for a physical next week, and I'm the kind of guy that goes to the doctor once every 10 years, whether I need to or not.
Hey, you're allergic to those doctors.
That's
not
your first
scared of them. I've just been very lucky and been healthy. But I read some information in magazines, and I listen to your show some, and I'd like to know what numbers I really need to focus on with my blood test, and specifically, what is a C-reactive test? I'm not even sure that's the right term.
Sure, Ron, great question. Tell the world, including me, about how old you are.
59.
59, okay. So at your age, and you're a healthy guy?
Yes, sir.
Not on any medications?
But no medications at all.
Okay, so blood pressure's good. As far as you know, the cholesterol's okay. No history of diabetes.
As far as I know.
Any family history for any issues?
No real heart problems.
Okay,
that I know of.
In general, are there any family history of any diseases?
There may have been some diabetes in my grandmother.
Are you feeling pretty well? Are you having any symptoms?
No, sir.
Okay.
Feel great.
Well, that's good. Then you just need a good 60,000-mile checkup. And I would, in terms of blood work, I'd want them to do a CBC, which tells you your red count, your white count, your platelets. I would want to get a chemistry profile, which will get your minerals, your like sodium, potassium, chloride, bicarbonate. It'll get your fasting blood sugar. It'll get your liver function. I'd also would get a TSH, which is a measure of your thyroid. And I would get a fasting cholesterol profile, the good, the bad, the triglycerides, the total. And you can arm wrestle whether you should get a PSA. I'm still in the camp. A guy like you should get a PSA, but us doctors could argue about that all day. That's what I would get.
What is a C-reactive test? Something about checking inflammation in the body.
Well, there's a global, all capital, CRP, which is a measure of inflammation in the body. But where this is really getting a lot of attention is the small H, small AS, highly the C-reactive protein, which is highly sensitive for the heart. It's called the cardiac or the cardio-CRP or the HS-CRP. This is specific to inflammation in the circulation to the heart, and it's a way to help us determine, again, I think, how to dose statins and also whether you're at risk for getting circulation issues. But I would start with a cholesterol profile, whether you absolutely need the HSCRP. More importantly, you should be risk stratified for heart disease the way we're now doing it with regards to the risk factors I talked about, blood pressure, cholesterol, smoking, obesity, exercise. Your doctors, ask them to calculate your risk.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I call the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Chuck now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Dr. Ken, I was asked to give out the phone numbers, but not take too much time, so we'll do it real quick. 1-888-553-7536. Come join us and have some fun, and I'll answer any of your health care questions from head to toe. I've been in medicine over 30 years. Few things I've seen at least one time, and I've seen just about everything, and I'd like to help you get to the next step, answer your questions. I hope that I'm easy to talk to. I won't embarrass you. I won't give you answers that are not based on any evidence. And I take the best of both worlds, both alternative medicine that, yes, has research behind it, and traditional medicine, evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. Head to toe, anyone you want to ask, about 1 month old to 105, any age group, will take all your questions, the easy ones, the hard ones. If everybody has some sort of health care question, they're dealing with a symptom or a sign of a problem they want some help with, or you've been to the doctor and you don't like the solutions that they recommend, I like to use the simplest, gentlest, kindest ways to figure out what's going on, get your diagnosis, and then get your treatment.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how everybody wants to surf into the area of knowledge about themselves. So this is the opportunity to do that at Dr. Ken's, not expense, but it certainly is a privilege for me to work with him because he knows as much as he does, helps a lot of people, and I like to be associated with people like that, frankly. 888-553-7536. And because this program is as popular as it is, we have a lot of different ways of measuring. We're the most listened to medical program on the weekend, and there are people listening to us online. In fact, the sun is always shining someplace when this program is on the air. Isn't that kind of cool to think about it?
That is really
people
cool.
Listen around the world at either DougStefan.com or RadioAmerica.org or CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com, TuneIn Radio. Let's see here. Stitcher
You're at the
Radio.
Top of the list on talk shows on internet.
Talk shows
radio.
On the internet, radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeart Radio, you name it, we're there. And we're here to serve. 888-553-7536. Richard is in Eatonton, Georgia, I believe. Richard, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi, Doug and Dr. Ken. Just I want to talk about something about three quarters of the way between head to toe, and that's my wife's knee. She's been...
well, when mom is not happy, nobody's happy.
Your wife has a knee? Wow. No, write that down, can we? Call it press.
She's actually had two of them, but only one of them is working right now.
Oh, all right. What can we do for you?
She's, for the last few years, she's actually been seeing, she saw her GP who sent her to, referred her to an orthopedic surgeon, and she's had a couple of cortisone shots, and those stopped working too. The orthopedic surgeon actually moved out of town, so she's gone to another one who gave her a cortisone shot, and most recently, about 3 months ago, she had a arthroscopic surgery on her knee because the cortisone just wasn't working anymore. So 3 months later, she's still limping around. Been back to the doctor a couple times. The knee is still warm to the touch. It's swollen, and her calf is swollen in the back, and there's a lot of pain.
Let me get in here for a second, okay?
Okay.
So do you know specifically? Because here we're dealing with knee pain, which unfortunately is too common a problem. But there's many, many causes of knee pain. Do you know the specific diagnosis for your wife?
Well, no, I don't. They cleaned up the meniscus.
Let me help you here, okay? Because you need to get yourself smoothly through the medical web, and so you're less frustrated, and you get a solution to help your wife. And the first thing you need is a specific diagnosis to the knee pain. And that's what you need to ask these doctors, because there's many, many different causes of knee pain. And to get you a good solution, we need to know what the cause is. So what I want you to do is ask her doctors, what is her diagnosis? What is the cause of her knee pain? And then you call me back, and then I'll help you get through the specific best treatments for whatever her specific cause is. Because I could probably list 20 different causes of knee pain.
Okay. She does have, she's had some kind of floaters that they say they removed, and she does have some arthritis, and they're saying, people heal differently. And you're just, it's just taking you longer to heal. And you know, we're kind of frustrated after 3 months, that's all.
Okay, Richard, do what I'm saying. I want to relieve your frustration and make it simple. Ask them specifically what her diagnosis is. Is it osteoarthritis? And then call me back, okay?
Okay, fine. Thanks, Dr. Ken. I appreciate your help.
Okay, my pleasure.
You're welcome. 888-553-7536, Norma. Is in Moultrie, Georgia. You're on with Dr. Ken. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Norma.
I'm fine, and I hope you are.
Yes, thank you.
I'm calling in regards to my son. He has a severe leakage of the mitral valve, which is to be scheduled to have surgery on December the 6th. Okay, back up.
Let me just, before you go on, that's exactly right. The newest guideline, we were talking about guidelines before, for the leaky valve to the heart, the mitral valve, which separates the left upper and the left lower chamber, is if it's severely leaking, you know, this valve reminds me of the pinballs, the flippers on the old pinball machine. You know, my ball would go right down the middle, and that's the way this one looks when it's leaking. And if it's severely leaking, even if there are no symptoms, the newest guideline is to go in and fix it surgically.
Okay. All right. We have scheduled that on December the 6th, or he has.
Okay.
Now, that not week before last, he had a catheterization. Okay. I think it was PA. I'm not real sure.
Well, the reason why they do
it.
Came
in and put in the shunts.
The reason why
catheterization.
We can't hear each other, but go on.
Sorry.
You be quiet for a minute, Norman. Let Ken talk. All right,
The reason why, give me a second, Norman. Just take a deep breath. You're doing great. The reason why they do the heart catheterization is because if they're going to open him up to do surgery, they want to know the condition of the circulation to the heart. So if they're there fixing the heart valve and the coronaries need to be fixed, they can do it at the same time. Now you go.
Okay. He had the catheterization, but he's got damage from it. They went in, and when they put in the shunt, the heart doctor did not do that. I think it was PA. I'm not sure. But anyway, it was done in the hospital, and So whenever he woke up, he could not use his right hand.
Okay, give me a second.
Put it on the right hand.
Norman, give me a second. Give me a second. So he had the catheterization not done in the groin, but done from the radial artery right above the thumb. Give me a second. He had it, the tube inserted near the wrist, right above the thumb.
He had it in the right hand, yes.
Okay. And
but it was higher up.
Right above the above the wrist as you're going up to the elbow, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, and he's got no feeling much in his hand.
Okay.
He cannot use his hand, in other words, it's bandage.
Okay, we're going over the same material about 15 times here, Norma. Just listen to what Ken has to say, Norma.
Take it easy. You're doing fine, Norma. Just take it deeper. You're doing real well. Okay, and I know this is frustrating and concerning. I understand. Let me see if I can help. How long, just some specific question, how long ago was the procedure done?
Thursday, a week before last.
Okay, so a little over a week, about nine days ago.
Yes.
Is it getting any better?
No.
Is there swelling around the site?
There was. He had a blood clot. They let him come home the same day they did the procedure, and he had a blood clot from it, and a vascular surgeon came in and did the repair on the artery and got the blood clot out.
So where was the blood clot?
Between the elbow and the pit of your arm.
Okay.
All right, we're going to have to put you on. We'll have to just let Ken finish with his
Norma?
Suggestion. But you have the radio on, okay. And you're now creating a sort of a nuisance on the air, Norman. So, Ken, why don't you finish up with her?
Well, the question is, it sounds like this was an unfortunate complication to the heart catheterization. Forever, since catheterizations have been done, they were usually done from the groin, the femoral artery. And more recently, it seems like the style is to do them from the wrist, the radial artery. Some of the newer trained cardiologists are doing it that way. Those of us who were trained before the current decade, most of us do them from the groin. And unfortunately, it sounds like he had a complication, a blood clot form in the artery going up from the wrist to the heart. And hopefully this will, as it heals, as the swelling goes down, hopefully that nerve function will come back. But I would, it sounds like it was a major to-do if you had a vascular surgeon go in there and also repair, that they had to go in there and get that out. I would on Monday go and see the vascular surgeon to make sure this is healing well. If it is and the vascular surgeon can't find anything, the next step is to see a neurologist. But this needs to be followed up as soon as possible.
All right, there's that story. Norma, thanks for your call. Please, when you have a question for Ken, quick story, ask the question so he can get to the heart of the matter.
Fortunately, this is not a common occurrence of this very common procedure.
888-553-7536. Lots of news this week about the cholesterol drug statin. Who does it apply to? More people having heart attacks and strokes, so is this going to help lower that number? A lot of doctors now will increase the cholesterol drug use. The use is the same. It's the number of, there are, what, four or five different choices for doctors to make here, Ken?
Well, the question is, do we put you on a statin or not? And this new guideline that came out this week, combined writing committee of the American Heart Association, the American College of Cardiology, is going to end up with many more Americans being advised to take a statin. And then all of us are going to have to decide whether we're going to take it.
How does it play into the Affordable Health Care Act?
That's an interesting question. clearly following these guidelines are going to result in fewer blood tests. And if one was very cynical, you might say that this is a way to lower the cost of health care.
Well, I am cynical, and that's why I asked who paid for this study. First of all, you satisfied me with that. And then
it's again, this was not a study. This is a review
of a bunch of
all the studies that have been done in the last 10 years right. since this writing committee functioned previously.
Isn't it amazing how one thing like this can get as much attention as it has? Really, in the news cycle, it's very interesting how things make it to the top.
But again, this is the number one killer of Americans, the number one disablers, and how to prevent it. So it's a big deal, and it's going to affect how all doctors practice.
888-553-7536. So if you're on a statin drug, want some clarifications, or if you're not and you think you ought to be, ask Dr. Ken, whose main reason for being at his clinic is to practice cardiology, even though he's trained, as he's explained to you any number of times.
And to prevent all this havoc. We're very, I mean, that's what we're dedicated to do, is lowering the risk. So this is why this is very dear to our hearts.
Ken wants to put himself out of business. So you can help him do that by dialing 888-553-7536.
I'd love to come home earlier.
All right, let's talk, as long as we're into the heart mode, about Heart Factors Plus and what happens when you use this product, which is basically a boosting agent, Ken.
Well, are you a man or a woman over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Well, Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And it boosts libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. I like this. There's been a lot of attention in the last few weeks about the risk of testosterone replacement and causing heart attacks and strokes. And this is a way to avoid all that havoc. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function, the things like Viagra, etc., they all work by boosting nitric oxide levels, and this is a way to do it naturally. Heart Factors Plus worked brilliantly for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure and for men looking for a boost in libido and better sexual performance in a very safe way. Call right now to try Heart Factors absolutely risk-free. Call today and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order.
All right, here's how you dial in. It's 8, well, you pick up the phone. That's what you have to do first. Then you dial 800-621-6313. That's 800-621-6313. Heart Factors Plus. Try it absolutely risk-free. Mention Dr. Ken when you call, and you get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. Good for all kinds of things. And I think you'd be thanking Ken quickly once you get onto this. 800-621-6313. Again, remember the number to call now for Heart Factors Plus is 800-621-6313.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday. And Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available until 1 p.m. in-store only as Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts, or floor 'em, with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
Consumer purchasing and storage habits of fresh fruits and vegetables can significantly lower their nutritional content, making frozen fruits and vegetables a better choice. The Frozen Food Foundation recently partnered with the University of Georgia to conduct a study that compared the nutritional value of frozen produce with their fresh counterparts. The study of 8 popular fruits and vegetables, including blueberries, broccoli, and green beans, was led by University Professor Dr. Ronald Pegg.
Our research shows that frozen fruits and vegetables are nutritionally equal, and in some cases superior, to their fresh counterparts. That's because frozen fruits and vegetables are picked and frozen at their peak ripeness, locking in their nutrient value at the point of freezing.
For more information on the study and the benefits of frozen food, visit frozenfoodfacts.org. Again, that's frozenfoodfacts.org.
Dr. Ken, available right now at 888-553-7536 on the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, 51 after the hour.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The holiday season is here, so get ready for parties, entertaining, and of course, shopping. Holidays can take a toll on the household budget, and nonstop errands can cut into precious family time. Before you schedule pricey salon appointments, consider some at-home beauty treatments with easily accessible items to save both time and money. Incorporating natural Arm & Hammer baking soda into your personal care routine can help you feel cleaner and fresher for smooth, radiant skin. Give your yourself a gentle facial and body scrub with a paste made of Arm & Hammer baking soda and water. This exfoliator is gentle enough for daily use and leaves skin feeling nourished and refreshed. Just be careful to avoid the eye area. For cleaner, more manageable hair, use some Arm & Hammer baking soda with your favorite shampoo. It will help remove residue from styling products, leaving hair as fresh as possible. For more beauty solutions to try this holiday season, visit armandhammer.com.
Question for you guys. What happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, and tired. Interrupted sleep, it can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9 is the new prostate formula from Chamonix, and it is revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms, and help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
Better intimacy. Who doesn't want that? 800-811-6931 for PT9. Excuse me, direct from the manufacturer. No middleman. You don't have to go to retail. This is a product that is good. And if you are calling 800-811-6931 right now, the essence of what happens if you're telling them listening for Dr. Ken, they'll give you an extra month free. It's really a superb product. PT9 comes with the introductory half-price offer, 6-month money-back guarantee, all that telling me listening to Dr. Ken, you get taken down. Why aren't you on the phone right now? 800-811-6931. That's 800-811-6931. Health for your prostate. Time now for us to talk to Pat, who is up in Peterborough, New Hampshire. Pat, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi, thanks for the call.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I'm honored to speak with you.
Oh, thank you, Pat. My pleasure.
I have a question. I hope it's not a silly one, but years ago, a friend of mine was very emotional and told me never, never, never to let them do a needle biopsy in my breast if I ever had a suspicious lump, because when they draw that needle out, if it's cancerous, it spreads the cancer into the breast. And now I'm facing this procedure on Thursday, and I wondered, is there any truth to this?
I wouldn't be concerned about that. Who is recommending that you have this done?
A doctor at a local hospital where I had a 3D mammogram.
Right. The risks that we worry about with needle biopsy, and that's essentially what you're asking me, it carries a small risk. You can have bleeding or infection at the site where the needle was inserted. There can be some mild pain expected after the needle biopsy, though it's usually controlled. You just need some over-the-counter pain medicines to take care of it. And just watch for any fever, any pain, swelling, drainage from the site, or bleeding. But that's what you really have to be concerned about. The other things that you're worrying about are theoretical. And here, how you have to approach this is, what's the risk of doing it versus the risk of not doing it? If you miss the diagnosis, just think about what might happen.
All right, there you go, Pat. 888-553-7536. A listener wants to know whether or not she can take Cardiol, Ken, with Prevastatin. Is that Prevastatin? Is it Prevastatin?
Prevastatin, okay. Prevastatin. I would not recommend that. Those are two cholesterol-lowering drugs. And
Cardiol is a natural product. We've
but
talked
it has,
about
it has,
it has
old,
stuff in it.
It has old-fashioned red yeast rice in it, which is a weak statin. So you don't want to take two different drugs that are both statins. The Pravastatin is also a weak statin. So I would want her to be risk stratified, and depending on her risk factors, then determine how to approach it.
Why wouldn't you take red yeast? Well, you and I have had this conversation because I've taken the red yeast rice instead of the statin. Is this not as powerful?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And here you go. The new guidelines, which I've been advocating to you for years, is that if you're going to take a statin, if you need a statin, you know, you shouldn't take these things unless there's true risk and it's going to prolong your life. And if you need it, you should be going aggressive if you can.
Another hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour now.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.